Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, this morning. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit, this morning. It's Sunday morning, God, and we thank you. We thank you for this day of worship, this time, O God, of coming together in the beauty of holiness. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us through the night, O God, and allowing us to see yet another sunny day. We thank you for one more sunny day, God. We bless you this morning, Father, for the people everywhere, God. And we are praying, O Father, this morning that you, O God, would light it up, set it off, send it out, God. Your word, God, for the people everywhere, God, that some soul might yield and cry out, I can't hold out anymore. Send out your word, God, that people be uplifted, O God, brought to repentance, O God, that people be lifted up, God, from the muck and the miry, God. We pray this morning, O Father, for your word, O God, your word, O God, that says by your stripes we are already healed, God. Your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, God. Your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you and we magnify you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me this morning. Somebody say amen this morning. Somebody say amen this morning. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, God. Thank you, Lord. This morning, good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, everywhere. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice, and we are going to be glad in it. We thank God for you this morning. I just came to worship him this morning, and I want to worship him in the beauty of holiness. If you came to worship God this morning, to receive a word that will cause your life to change, to receive a word that will cause you to grow closer to him, come on, give the Lord a praise this morning. Give him a hallelujah. Give him an amen. Glory to the Most High God, our God. He is God. He is God. He is God. He is God. I'll yell it from the mountaintops and the valley low. Because you know what? I will say that he is God and he is God alone. Because I am only who God says I am this morning. I am only who God says that I am this morning. Amen, amen. Good morning, Rhema. Good morning, our covenant partners. We bless the Lord, O our soul and all that is within us. Bless you for being with us this morning. This morning, let us go ahead. If you would stand with us in agreeance, amen. Literally, stand with us in agreeance, amen, for our mission this morning. To foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. And our vision this morning, we, Rhema, people of God, United Saints, we will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. And somebody says living in excellence, and we say we walk in expectation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. I am only what God says I am this morning. I will only be what God says I am. Not what the world says, not what you say, but what God says. I am only what God says this morning. We're going back. We're going to go back a little bit. Oh my God, Brother Jeff Banks in the Revival Temple Community Choir. I am what I am this morning. Yes. What he says I am. Come on. Worship with me. Yes. What the Lord says I am. I am what he says I am. Yes. What the Lord says I am. Now, I'm not lost. I'm not bound. Yeah. I'm not lost. I'm not sick. I'm not poor. I can make it. Oh, yes. All of the ground is. I am. Thank you, God. Speak that thing over yourself this morning. Yes. No matter what they called you. You are only what God says. Yes. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. Yes. Watch this. I'm not down. I'm not lost. I'm not bound. I'm not lost. I'm not sick. I'm not poor. I can make it. Christ the solid, all of the ground is. Lost. Hey, God. I'm not lost. I'm not sick. I'm not poor. I can make it. Christ the solid, all of the ground is. Yes. I am what he said. Doesn't matter what they say about you, how they talked about you, I am. Yeah. Yeah. I am what he says I am. Somebody, come on, come on, come on. Devil mad this morning because we ain't listening to him. Come on. The victory. I have the victory. I am what he says I am. You got the victory over every situation, every circumstance, over every lie that's been told. Come on, God. The world doesn't know you like God knows you. Come on. Yeah, victory, victory. Y'all don't mind me worshiping this morning. And it makes me clap. It's in my feet and it makes me want to shout. It's in my heart, I can love my enemies. It's in my soul, so the spirit takes control. Yeah. C-T-O-R-Y. Somebody shouting on that thing this morning. Come on, go ahead and get up and praise him. Get up right there in your living room, in your bedroom. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Victory. Ah, God. Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, praise him with me. Ah, God. I got the V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I've got the victory this morning. I am only this morning what God says I am. You may call me what you want to, devil. You may call out this. You may call out that. But I am only what God says I am. And I have the victory over the things of the past. Come on, somebody needs this morning. I've got the victory. What I used to be, I'm not anymore. I am only this morning. Oh my God. Only what God says I am. Oh my God, I am only this morning who God says I am. Come on, give God a praise in here this morning. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I am only what you say I am, God. I am your child. I am saved. Come on, so you got to speak that thing in your life. I am sanctified. I am Holy Ghost filled. I am righteous and living rightly and righteous, God. I am God, a follower of Christ. Come on, speak that thing into your life. No matter what the world says, she used to be this way. He used to do this. He used to do that. Come on, but you say, I am only what God says I am. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you that 1 John 3:1-10 helps us with this morning. 1 John 3:1-10. And it's actually, if you read that whole chapter, it's so deep. It helps us to know who God says we are. Let's look at that this morning. We're going to look at those first three verses right now. 1 John 3:1-10 says this. 1-3 says this. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called what? Children of God. That's what God says we are. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Oh my goodness. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him. Thank you, God, for we shall see him as he is. All who have hope, have this hope in him, purify themselves just as he is pure. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. See what great love it says. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. See what great love it says the Father has lavished on us, that he has put on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are, children of God. The reason the world doesn't know us is that the world didn't know him. Let me tell you, when the world can't see you for who God has called you to be, when the world can't see you for who God has made you, it's because they don't know him. How can they know you in him if they don't know what? Don't know him. Child of God. That's what he says you are this morning. I am only what God says. Who God says I am. Child of God. You need this morning. The world really doesn't know you, you see. That can include your family, your so-called friends, your colleagues. They don't know you. They don't understand you. They don't understand how God has moved you, has made you, has created you. They don't understand how God has saved you, has changed you, has purified you. This can include family now. Friends, those so-called friends, those colleagues, and I say so-called friends. Because a real true friend, a genuine friend, a friend who really loves you in spite of, you see, they love you the way Christ loves you unconditionally. A real friend, you see, they know what you're about. They know where you've been. And if they've been with you a long time, they've been there with you, see? Been there, done that, been in those things with you, and watch God bring you out and bring them out. And now, oh my God, come on. So I am only what God says I am. I am only who he professes that I am. Those so-called friends, though, oh my gosh. See, that's a so-called friend when they don't know you. That's a so-called friend when they can't call you out on something. Oh, family, come on in that thing too. Family needs to be friends. What man or man would lay down his life for a friend? Are we going to be Christ-like even in our family? Family needs to be friendly. Family needs to have unconditional love as well. I am only who God says I am. You see, there are even family members who don't know you or understand you. Watch this. It's because they've been with you. You see, many who have been with you coming up through the ranks, many who have been with you when you were out there doing what you wanted to do outside of God's will, when they saw the things you did, They're still holding on to those things. They can't see the progression of God in you because they're blinded. Oh, we talked about that Thursday morning. They're blinded by the enemy. They can't see. Come on, God. They may be quicker to judge you even than the world. Mostly because they're, if I may use this as the kids say, I say they're stuck on stupid. Stupid means you're just not elevated. You're not growing in the mind. You can't be moved. You see, you stuck on the things that don't even matter anymore. People who've been close to you and know things about you, they tend to hold those things of the past, what, against you. But while they're holding those things, come on somebody, am I talking to somebody this morning? Those same people that are holding those things against you that they knew you did when you were in desperate need, when you were out there in the world, when your back was against the wall, and you may have done something outside of God's will. Those same people that's holding that thing, guess what? They are forgetting that they too have a past. They are forgetting that they too may have been with you in the midst of that mess that you were doing. Come on, God. They too forget that there are some things you may know about them. But guess what? I say to you this morning, I am only who God says I am. And you need to look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am only who God says I am. I'm not a slut. I am not a whoremonger. I am not a drug dealer. I am, oh God, come on, God. I am not a thief, a bank robber. I am not a kleptomaniac. I am not a, oh my God, going in the store picking up stuff. I'm not that person anymore. I'm not cutting the hustle. I'm not getting a deal. I'm not selling the stolen merchandise anymore. Some of those folks that bought that stuff off you, they can't believe how God has changed you. You see, I am only who God says I am. God says I am a child of God. God says I am saved. Come on. Oh my God. Those people who've been close, those people who are holding those things, you see, while they're forgetting their past, they're forgetting this, that no one has a rock that can be thrown without it having a boomerang effect. No one has a rock that can be thrown without it having a boomerang effect. Come back and hit you. Come back and hit you in the face. Come back and knock you in. Even when they brought the woman to Christ and they wanted to condemn her, he says, he that is without sin, you cast the first stone. Now, any one of us that throws that stone know it's coming back and it's going to hit you. Come on, God. So they forget what it says in these next few scriptures. Let's look at 1 John 3, 4 through 6. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And it says this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. Listen to that again now. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or what? Known him. I am only who God says I am. Come on now. That thing says everyone who sins. And let me tell you, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, your sin is what they call lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. Look at the word lawlessness for a moment. Sin is lawlessness. It's a state of disorder due to a disregard of the law. Sin is lawlessness. Lawlessness is a state of disorder. Things are out of order, out of place, due to a disregard of the law. You just ignore the law. You just ignore what God said. I am who God says I am. Now, let me tell you. that thing working on you this morning, because I am who God says I'm on. I am. If you're breaking the law, in fact, you have dealt in lawlessness. In fact, you have disregarded the law. Amen. You have disregarded what God has said we should do or we shouldn't do. In fact, it says, you know that he appeared. Christ came. God came down himself so that he might take away our sin. And in him is no sin. So in him there is no sin. When you get in him, there is no sin. It says no one who lives in him keeps on sinning. I am who God says I am. So if you're living in him, you don't keep on sinning. I am who God says I am. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or know him. Oh, if you continue to sin, that's who you are. God said it, not me. I am who God says. See, you got excited. I am who God says I am. So listen, you got to make sure and very sure that you are in God, that you are living in him, that you are no longer sinning. You are fighting against sin. You are fighting against being lawless, because lawlessness is sin, and it's a state of disorder due to the disregard of the law. You are in disorder. You are out of order. Out of order. You're not working in it. You're not working in the spirit. You out of order. You unaligned with the word of God, which means you're not aligned with God. When you're not aligned with God, you aligned with the enemy. I have to tell you. I am who God said. That's who God, I didn't say it. That's what God says. I am only who God says I am. So don't give the world the opportunity to talk against you, to talk about you. And when they do, you ought to be able to stand and say, I am only who God says I am. I have got the victory. I am no longer that sinner that you called me. I am no longer that sinner that I was. I am no longer that. I am this. Only what God, who God says I am. Let's look at the last few verses here. My God. 1 John 3, thank you, Lord, beginning at the 7th verse, it says this, thank you, Lord. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he, God, Christ is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil. I am only who God says I am. Come on, y'all. Because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue, get that word, continue to sin. Because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning. Can't do it. It's not natural. Because they have been born of God. This is how we know I am who God says I am. This is how we know who the children of God are. And who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child. I am only who God says I am. Nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister. Amen. I am only who God says I am. I hope somebody's getting help this morning. This is how we know who the children of God are. You see, there wasn't a judgment call here. This is the word. This is fact. We know who the children of God are by the way they live. We know who the children of God are by the way they walk. We know who the children of God are by the way they talk. We know who the children of God are by the things that they do. Are they right and righteous? Are you slipping back? If you continue to sin, you are not of God. We know who the children of God are. Because it says in that ninth verse, no one who is born of God will continue. You see, it didn't say any, oh my God, it said will continue to sin. It didn't say there weren't any sinners now. That's why Christ came. He said, I came to save the lost. I came to get you, to bring you back in, to redeem you, to help you to be right and righteous. That's what Christ said. No one who is born of God will continue to sin. No one who is born of God will continue to sin. If you continue to sin, you are not born of God. You just messed up and you got to get it right. Come on, God. I am only who God says I am. This is the Lord talking to us this morning. So listen, my God, thank you, Jesus. There's so much. There's so much. There's so much. So much, God. So much that God needs us to do, that God wants from us. He wants us to live right. He wants us to live righteous. He wants us to be right. He wants us to represent him in all our ways, acknowledge him. He wants us to show the world who he is through our living. You see, let our light shine so bright that it draws the attention of the world. Let it shine so bright that men, the world, see the good works, oh my God, in you, the works of the Lord through you. And they glorify him, begin to lift their hands. Oh my God, we were once lost, but now we are found. I am only who God says I am. I'm not going to walk in sin. I'm not going to stay in sin. I'm going to pick myself up, God, if you would only help me. Oh my God, even when the man asked Christ, oh my God, to heal his child. And oh my God, Christ said, it's your belief. The man said, God, oh my God, he said, help my faith. But he said, please, Lord, help my unbelief. He said, I believe, God, but help my unbelief. I believe I'm saved, God, but help me to stay saved. You got to stay connected, stay in tune. I am only who God says I am. When your flesh wants to rise up and go back to the stuff you used to do, you need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am only who God says I am. And his word says, because of who he is, because he came, his word says, I am pure. His word says, I am saved, I am redeemed. You need to say, I am only who God says I am. When you get an attitude, I am only, God, pull it back. Straighten me out, God. Fix me up, Lord. When I get a little down and depressed in my spirit, I am only, God, lift me up. God says I can be lifted up. He says he is omnipotent. Yes, he is the omnipotent. He has the healing in his hands, in his power. I am only who God says I am. The doctor says I'm sick, but I am only healed. Because it's what God says. Come on, God. Oh, my goodness. Who? Jesus. I am only who God says I am. Thank you, Lord. I am. I am victorious. Come on. I am who you thought I was in God. Come on. You got to begin to speak that positivity. Come on, y'all. Speak that positivity. I am victorious. I am who you thought I was in God. You see, some will see you in walking in your gift, walking in wisdom of God, and they will try to doubt, or naysayers will cause them to doubt. You see, oh my God, there's always another person trying to intercept the blessings of God. Oh my God, you got one person here trying to pull you up, trying to help you go up. And then you got this naysayer, this other one over here that don't really know you. Could be family, could be friend. They don't know you in God. Why? Because they themselves don't know God. When they can't see who God is in you, it's because they can't see who God is. Don't you take it personal and go down. You stand boldly and say, I am only who God says I am. I am unlimited in the blessings abounding from my God. I am. I am a force to be reckoned with, I tell you. I am. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am only who God says I am. You got to speak over your life. I am holy. I am righteous. I am living right. Even if I start to fall to God, I'm living right. I'm staying straight, God. I am the head and not the what? The tail. I am above only, God, and I will not be beneath, because I am only. Oh, my God, who God says I am. It says I am a child of the Most High God. Oh, my goodness. Come on, Rhema. Come on, Rhema. I am living in excellence and walking in expectation. Come on. I am living in excellence and walking in expectation. That means I am living according to the word of God. I am living following after Christ. I am living trying to lift people up and not tear people down. I am living for the kingdom to abound. I am living so that men, women, boys, girls might be saved. I am living my life, oh my God, so that I can defy the enemy. I am living for God and not for the devil. I have chosen this day whom I will serve. Oh my God. Oh God, I am only who God says I am. I am not what the world wants me to be. I am not succumbing to the things I see publicized on the airways. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Sin, 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 sin. They're playing it over and over in your head. They're running it through the television. They're running it through the radios. They're running it through, oh my God, social media. I am not that which the world would be. I am only who God says I am. I am a light shining in darkness. Come on. You got to speak this thing. You got to believe this thing. Come on. Is anybody with me this morning? Come on, give God a praise if you understand. I am only who God says I am. I am not mean and ornery. I am firm and I am strong. Come on. See, the world will take the things that God causes you to put in order, that lawlessness now. See, when folks want to be lawless, then when you bring order, oh my God, oh, you so mean. You so, this and the that. Let me tell you something. God loves us. God is good to us, but God does not play with us. Come on, somebody better give a praise right there. God not going to play with us. I don't want God to play with me. Because if God plays with me, the devil will have me. Come on. I want God to keep it straight. Oh my goodness. Law and order. That's what we got to have. Law and order in your home, on your job. You got to follow the rules or the laws set forth, and you got to be in order. Child of God, you don't have no business getting on those people's clock 20 minutes later, somebody else clocking it for you. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, I am only who God says I am. Do you understand that? Do you hear that this morning? I am only who God says I am. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Dear children, it said, don't let anybody lead you astray. I'm back to that seventh verse now. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil. You can't practice sin and say you God. Come on. You stealing, you killing, you cussing, you backbiting. You waking up with a hangover. You got so much drugs in your system, you don't know which way is up. Come on. That's out of order. That's lawless. That's lawless. That's lawless. That's lawless. That's lawless. You fornicating, that's lawless. Come on, that's lawless. Oh my God. Come on, Jesus. Oh my God. They used to be that way. I used to be that way. She used to be that way. He used to be that way. You used to be that way. But I am only who God says I am this day. And this day, right here, this day, I'm telling you, I'm speaking it, I'm proclaiming it. I might have a little issue on the inside sometimes with the hurt and pain of the things of the world. But I'm telling you, this day shall I walk in his perfect peace. Why? How? Because greater is he in me than he that is in the world. God is greater in you. I'm telling you, I am only who God says I am. Look in the mirror today and tell yourself that. Go ahead and tell yourself that right now. I am only who God says I am. I am only, somebody type it in. I am only who God says I am. Declare and decree it right now. Declare and proclaim it right now. When the devil tries to tell you this, you said I am only who God says I am. When he tries to remind you of who you used to be, I am only who God says I am. When he tries to bring up your past, I am only who God says I am. When he, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. When he tries to tell you, you're broke, you're down under, you're jobless. Oh, no, no, no. I am only who God says I am. God says I can walk in prosperity. God says that he, oh God, is a provider. He, oh God, he will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Oh God, I am who God says I am. You see, you got to learn the scripture. You got to be able to speak that word over your life. The doctor says you're sick. The word of God says I am healed. He says he's a healer. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. I am who God says I am. God says I'm healed because he said by his stripes. And he had the stripes. He was beaten. When they beat him, time they hit him, they were healing my body. They were healing me from my sin sick ways. I am only who God says I am. Somebody blessed this morning? Thank you, Jesus. I am only who God says I am. Oh my gosh, that 10th verse, one more time, says this. This is how we know who the children of God are. And who the children of the devil are. This is how we know. Anyone who does not do what is right, I have to tell you, is not God's child. I don't care if it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your child. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child. And so we have a work to do, people of God. We have a work to do in our home. In our families, in our community, on our jobs, abroad, I tell you, in our children's school. Your children ought to go to school with their light so shining that others may see their good works and begin to glorify God. Oh my God, it says anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child. You are consciously choosing sin. You're consciously choosing what is wrong. You're consciously choosing to tell folks off. See, it's a whole lot of stuff we do that not mentioned per se, but it's wrong and we know it's wrong. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child. Folks talking about folks and you giving a listening ear. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child. You got to cut it off. Cut it off at the head. Cut it off at the head. Cut it off at the head. And don't you be weak. You be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't you let them lead you astray. See, somebody, well, if they wasn't with Johnny's daughter, they wouldn't have got into that. My son, a good boy. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child. Folks murdering folks and y'all on TV on the news saying, but he's a good child. He was raised right. He might have been raised right, but he is now not so good because he's not doing what's right, you see. Nor is anyone who does not love their brother or sister. And we're going to get into that next time because that scripture goes a little further. So you see, it goes a little further. It goes into some areas talking about Cain and Abel, hatred. More on love and hatred. We're going to get into that. Love. If you do not love your brother and sister, that doesn't mean giving them things. You cannot tolerate their foolishness and love them. Come on. Oh, y'all wasn't expecting it to go there. Come on. You might not hate them, but you're not loving them because you're not correcting them. You're not loving them because you are endorsing. Mothers, fathers, stop endorsing your children's wrong behavior. Stop. Stop. They might not like you when you tell them, but stop. Oh my God. Anyone who does not love their brother and sister. Listen, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Your child is your brother and sister in Christ. Your mother, your father is your brother and sister in Christ. Your pastors, your preachers, your deacons, your sisters, they are your brothers and sisters in Christ. Pastors, sit them down. Pastors, do right so they don't have to sit you down. Come on. It says anyone who does not love their brother and sister. Guess what it says? You're not God's child. So if you don't love me enough to correct me, are you God's child? I am only who God says I am. This thing is real and it goes deeper than where we were able to go this morning. If you go back to 1 John, the third chapter, and you read that chapter through, I'm just going to read this last portion, this portion of scriptures that I didn't have planned to read. But you need to hear this. I just want to read it in your hearing, and I want to encourage you to go and get into it. Beginning at that 11th verse, it says, "For this is the message you heard from the beginning." Remember, it says Satan has been sinning from the beginning. It says you have heard this from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. We murdering folks. You may not do like Cain did and draw blood, but you murdering your brother and sister with your tongue. And your tongue, life and death is in the power of your tongue. You murdering your brother and sister because you doing them wrong. When they tried to do right, when they tried to push you and tell you what's right, then you want, oh my God. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, it says, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister, watch this, I told you, is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? I got to stop there. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. I am only who God says I am. We're going to go deeper into that. There's another portion to this word this morning. I am only who God says I am. Who are you this morning? Answer that question for me. Who are you this morning? If you ask me who I am only who God says I am. I am a child of the Most High God. Come on, praise him. Praise him right here. Father, we thank you this morning for your word, oh God, for the people, oh God, who have listened in, who have tuned in. And we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch their hearts, that they would share this word, that somebody else may hear this word, that somebody else may be encouraged by this word, somebody else may be saved by this word, oh God. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you cover every home and household, oh God, that they might know who you call them, and that they might understand that they are only who God says that they are. We give you glory this morning. Honor and praise, Father. Honor and praise, Son. Honor and praise, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Father, as we leave from this right here, oh God, this time of praise, oh God, we ask that you be with us as we leave from this, oh God, from the presence of the people on this recording, oh God, but never from your presence. We ask you to stay with us, stay with them, keep us until we meet again. In Jesus' name, people of God, somebody type in amen. Amen and amen. Amen. To God be the glory this morning for the things that God has done. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. somebody doesn't know who God says they are this morning. And we want to extend to you an opportunity to know that you are a child of God. We extend salvation to you. We can't save you, but we can extend salvation to you through the love of Jesus Christ. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sin this morning, we need you to remember that the word of God says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the word of God says you will be saved. That's in Romans 10 and 9. You can go look it up and read it for yourself. But if you confess it right now with your mouth, come on, somebody pray this prayer with us. Pray this prayer with us. Thank you, Lord. I want you to pray with us this morning. Father, this morning, God, I give you my life. I repent of my sin. I only want to be what you say I am, God, and that's your child. I confess this morning with my mouth, God, I'm confessing it right now, that Jesus is Lord. Come on, pray it with me. And I believe in my heart, God. And God, which that which may be hesitant, oh God, help my unbelief, God. I believe in my heart that you, God, raised him, your son Christ, from the dead. Your word says I'm saved and I receive my salvation. Come on, say it again. I receive my salvation. I receive my salvation. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. If you're out there and you need to get a word through, you need someone to support you, and you've accepted Christ for the first time, you can send us a message in Messenger. You can send it to the Rhema Facebook page. You can send it to Carzadeen B. Harris Facebook page. You can send it to Elder Bill Harris Facebook page, or any member of our Rhema family, and they'll get you in touch with us. But we want to be a support to you. We want to make sure that you have the tools and you're equipped to continue to go forward, because we want to make sure that you know who God says you are. And you have to be born again in order to see the face of God. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless. Amen. This morning, we bless the Lord for you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We have a few announcements this morning. We have a few announcements this morning. Thank you, God. Amen. We ask that if we've been a blessing to you, that you would go to RhemaCFChurch.com, where you can give. You can and click on a donation or giving. You can give via PayPal, or you can, if you need to, send an offering. Thank you, Lord. Through our Cash App. Thank you, Lord. And the elder's going to put up through our Cash App, $ Rhema CFM. And I got a little ahead of myself. If you need to go to the Rhema page, there is a place you can go and you recognize our page. Thank you, Lord. RhemaCFChurch.com. Amen. And you can click on the donate button. Amen. We want to thank you for giving. We bless the Lord for each of you who continue to support our ministry. We bless the Lord for each of you who support us through your giving of finances, through your giving of support, through your weekly logins with us. We appreciate God for you. Please know that your generosity makes ministry happen here at Rhema Christian Fellowship. Amen. We'd like to ask you to subscribe to us on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed, and invite somebody to join you in subscribing to us on YouTube. Amen. Amen. All of our messages are posted there as well. A lot of people don't have Facebook and don't want to be on Facebook, but just let them know that Rhema is on YouTube as well. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Please like us on Facebook. Please follow us on Facebook. And with at the end of this message, anytime if you want to receive notifications of when we are going live, we go live on Sunday mornings at 9:45. But we also, Pastor Harris goes live on Mondays and Thursdays for our 9 for 9. We know that we go for our 9 for 9. We want you to join us each Monday and Thursday morning for our 9 for 9 with Pastor Carzadine. 9 minutes of prayer, praise, words of worship. And remember, always I'm having a cup of positivity on those mornings. Amen. I have that every morning, but I do share that with you on Mondays and Thursdays. We know that next Sunday is Mother's Day. And it's going to be bittersweet for many of us. But we're going to focus on the fact that God gave us mothers. Amen. And if you don't have your mother, this is my first year being able to say this or having to say this. If you don't have your mother physically with you, I do know that spiritually, mom is still with us. Spiritually, she's still speaking to us, speaking to our heart. She knows who God says we should be. She taught us who God said we should be. And we should be able to stand bold, whether mama is still with us physically or not. And I say that to all of my brothers and sisters out there who don't have your moms to physically touch. Continue to touch and connect with them in the spirit. You know, God is a spirit. And we that worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's why our spirits don't die. Our flesh man goes away, but we're so thankful and grateful to God that our spirit man can live on and we can be an encouragement. Live on, live on, live on the happy memories, the good times that you made with mama. Amen, amen, and amen. So next Sunday is Mother's Day. We're trying to put something special together for you, and we pray that you will join us. Amen. But in the meantime, to God be the glory for the things that he has done. And don't forget that every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Don't forget that when you're out this week. Don't forget that. As you cross paths with people who may be irritable, irritating, may not be acting as if they know God, but you know God. So remember that that person that you meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Until next week, Father, we thank you now. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for all things, God, and everything. And we are so grateful that, God, that you know, and I am only going to be who you say I am. I'm going forward this week, God. We're going forward recognizing who you are, knowing who you are in us, and knowing who we should be, and have to be in you. Amen, amen. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for 9 for 9. Until next Sunday, though, to God be the glory. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.
Savannah, Georgia, 31406.